How many men would you have worked with in the boiler yard?
About 50.
50? Yeah. All bending the pipes?
Well, no, doing different things, different jobs. I mean, they were, there was big drawings out on the floor, you know, and they tried to teach me, to show me all the drawing on this day on the floor. They tried to tell me all about it, but I couldn't get it. And, you know, we had people from up in Plymouth and Liverpool down in the boiler yard working with us. There was four what come down from there down during the war, what was working with us in the boiler yard. These four chaps, one was Bill Daisy or something. I remember them well because I used to talk to him a lot about his wife. Yeah.
And why had these people come from Liverpool? Why had they come down?
They had to because they either had to go in the army or they had to come down to work down there, down at Fieldings there. It had to be Fieldings and nowhere else. Why, I don't know that. But that's what they told me when they come in the boiler yard, two of them in the boiler yard, Bill. I remember seeing him very well because he had a lot of trouble with his wife and he kept telling me when he had a letter. Yeah.
So we've talked about Freddie and about Bill. Yeah. Who else do you remember that worked in the boiler yard? Tell me about some of the guys. We talked about Mr. Sparks as well with his trombone. Who else?
He was funny, wasn't he? Oh, he was funny, Mr. Sparks. Well, of course, he was one of the bandmasters of Gloucester Band, look. See? He was one of the men, Ed Wins of the Gloucester Band, Mr. Sparks was. So he had to come in our little go before he went out on a Monday night to practice with the others. And he had it, and we had it. And before he done that, I got on the stage and I tap danced to him as he was blowing the trumpet like this. No, it was, that was it. Yeah, it's a trombone. I always remember Sister Sparks. Because you know what? He was a gentleman. He was a church man. He was a gentleman. He was a lovely man. He thought the world of me. He really did, as hard and naughty as I was. He couldn't see no wrong in me. And that's the truth.